This is Priscilla, Priscilla, Campisi, Campise. Date of birth is 12/10/45. Today is, she was seen yesterday, 5/29. This is a 78-year-old woman who lives with her daughter, Carolyn, Carolyne, who's her primary caregiver. Period. She's single. She has three children, lives with her youngest daughter. She's never been a heavy smoker or drinker. Period. She used to be an operator. And her husband died 20 years ago with a massive myocardial infarction. Period. Miss Campisi is obese. She's weak. She's wheelchair bound. She has lower extremity edema and a large ventral hernia that she carries around with her everywhere. Period. In the past month or two, she's become very belligerent. She doesn't recognize her daughter. She has become ADL dependent. She has issues with incontinency, wears a diaper now. She's had multiple strokes, was hospitalized in December, was sent to rehab with a UTI and lacunar strokes. CT scan showed multiple strokes as well. She also suffers from renal insufficiency, diabetes, dementia, and hypertension, period. Patient has refused all nursing evaluation, PT and OT, since she's on home health. She also refuses her daughter giving her medication most of the time and checking her blood sugars, period. New paragraph, in the past few days, she's become much more belligerent to the point that she's having behavioral issues and goes through cussing spells. She has not been walking for some time. She transfers with the help of her daughter, Carolyn, from wheelchair to bed at night, period. She's eating less, even though she's obese. She's losing weight. She's forgetful, again, not oriented to person, only from time to time, angry, belligerent, and having behavioral issues. Allergy, possible penicillin, family history, coronary artery disease, CHF, cardiomegaly, in father, mom died of old age. Medication, Humalog 75/25 BID, but she misses a lot of those. Lasix 40 milligram a day, Prozac 10 milligram a day, B12 injection every 2 weeks, Lipitor 10 milligram a day, Coric 6.25 BID, Neurontin 300 BID, Lisinopril 10 milligram a day. Recent hospitalization in December for stroke, lacunar stroke, urinary tract infection, subsequent rehab, surgery, hernia operation, gallbladder surgery, wrist surgery. Medical problems as above, review of system as was discussed above. Patient is now refusing to go to the doctor, refusing to get out of the house. The daughter wants to be for mom to be cared at home, for physicians to come to the house, or nurse practitioner to come to the house to see her, and she wants her to be on long-term care because of her dementia and her changes, and noted in her dementia, period. On exam, 120 over 70, 18, 98, 97.7, and 70, 96% oxygen. Heart positive, home positive, lungs clear, abdomen obese, large ventral hernia noted, no incarceration, no strangulation, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows a 1+ edema, positive pulses but diminished. Assessment, 78-year-old woman with hypertension, diabetes, renal insufficiency, and dementia, period. The dementia is what we need to discuss now, since she has become a bowel and bladder incontinent. She's only oriented to person. She's confused. She has behavioral issues, sundowner syndrome, ADL dependency. Her dementia is end stage. Her Alzheimer's dementia is at end stage, period. She no longer wants to go to the doctor's office to get refills and wants to be seen by the doctor in the by a hospice doctor in the house, period. Her dementia is definitely end stage, associated with diabetes and renal insufficiency. The doctor told her that she needs to, will probably end up on hemodialysis within the next 3 to 6 months, but both family, patient, and everyone involved do not want her to be on hemodialysis, and she's, furthermore, she refuses to go see the nephrologist at this time, period. She also has lacunar strokes, which causes her more issues with behavioral problems as well as depression and anxiety in the past, period. Patient's overall prognosis is quite poor. And patient meets the criteria for end-stage dementia to be cared for at home. Thank you. So also putting the patient is a high risk of fall and high risk of developing the decubitus ulcer, which will require a special wheelchair cushion to keep the pressure off her sacrum and reduce the chance of developing a sacral decubitus ulcer. Thank you.